I don't know if they're on in the room, in the show.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Okay. Today's learning is L'chusha for Shleima David Mordechai Ben Sarah Fega. She have a complete before Shleima, which I have a serious type of. Not yet 6 o'clock. I'll give it a few more seconds. Yesterday I mentioned Machoikas Rishaynim, whether by Nazir he would be Eiver Bal Ta'achar after 3 regalim, or he would be Eiver right away. The Rush learned that he's Eiver after 3 regalim, and the source is because by Korbanos it's clear that he's Eiver after 3 regalim. However, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, I just want to take a few minutes to discuss this, that says that if a person promises Daka and there's an Ani available right there and then, he's mechuyev to give it right then and then. If not, he's ever bal ta'achar right away. That means if a person said, I'm going to give tzedakah to the ani that I find, and he finds an ani and he doesn't give it right away, he's ever bal ta'achar right away. So from there, the Rishayim bring a raya that bal ta'achar is only by korbanos that you get 3 regalim. But by tzedakah, right, where you have an obligation to give tzedakah and it's available this moment, it's only by Korbanos that the Torah said you have 3 regalim. Everywhere else, you should be Eiver Bal Ta'achar right away. So the Rush obviously learns that that's because it affects another person. Since it affects another person, the Bal Ta'achar is right away. But when things are between you and Rabbi Nishlalim, the Rabbi Nishlalim gave you 3 regalim. He gave you 3 regalim by Korbanos, so why not by any other obligation between oneself and the Rabbi Nishlalim? That's what the Rush must hold, that there's a difference between Tzedakah and Nazir. Whereas the other Rishayim say, he can become a Nazir right away. The 3 regalim is only by Korbanos, but it is such a Gzeres HaKasav. But everybody else is like Tzedakah. You can do it right away. You're obligated to do it right away, and if not, you're delaying. But there's no 3 regalim rule, just like by Tzedakah, there's no 3 regalim rule. Why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up because there's a Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim writes that if the Dvar Avraham brings down the name of the Chafetz Chaim. I think it's a famous Chafetz Chaim. That when he invited people to his house Friday night that needed a meal, he didn't sing Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayo. He skipped all the preliminaries, went straight to Kiddush in the meal. Because he said, since he has a meal to give to a poor person, if he doesn't give it to him right away, he's delaying giving tzedakah. Inviting a poor person for a Friday night meal is tzedakah. He has the tzedakah available. He's committed to giving the tzedakah. Not giving it right away is a delaying the tzedakah. So therefore, as soon as the poor person came to his house, he went right to Kiddush and to eat, so he shouldn't delay giving the tzedakah to the poor person. That was the Chafetz Chaim's minhag. That's what he used to do. And the Dvar Avraham quotes that he held that was a halacha, that he's mechuyev to do it. The Dvar Avraham, he was Kavna Rav, he argues on the Chafetz Chaim. And he says that when a person invites a poor person to his table, he's not promising to give him food. He's not committing himself to give food right away. It's like saying a guy would say, if I'm going to give tzedakah in a week, so he wouldn't be Eiver Bal Ta'achar. He hasn't had the obligation yet. He said he will make himself obligated in a week. So when a person invites a poor person to his house, he's saying, I'm obligating myself to give this poor person a meal after I finish my zmiras and say my kiddush. I'm not obligated beforehand. I didn't accept the obligation now. I'm saying I will obligate myself at a certain point in the evening. So therefore, the Dvar Avraham paskens that a person does not have to skip all the preliminaries and go straight to Kiddush, because he wouldn't be Eiver Bal Ta'achar, because he doesn't have the obligation incumbent upon him yet. The obligation becomes when he accepts the obligation. And when a person invites a poor person to a meal, he's not accepting an obligation. He's saying, I will obligate myself at one point in the evening. Therefore, the Dvar Avraham paskens that a person can say Zmiras Friday night and not violate the Isra Bal Ta'achar. Halacha l'maisa, the Achronim seem to assume that it really depends on the degree of the hunger of the person that's there. If the person's really hungry, then a person should skip everything, go straight to give the guy the meal. However, in the regular circumstances that today, Baruch Hashem, I don't think we have that starving people, so then we would do like the Dvar, L'chayra, you could be Seivach of the Dvar Avram, and say that even if he's a poor person and is Taka, the obligation doesn't start till after the Zemiris and the Kiddush, and therefore he would not be Iver on Baal Ta'achar. Just thought it was an interesting aside. Okay, so we left off yesterday. We had... I'm sorry?
I thought Yitzchak
Kohen
Spector was the
Kavner
Rav. Good question.
No, after Yitzchak Kohen Spector was Nifter, the next Kavner Rav was the Dvar of Rav. He was the Rav till the war.
If your family is very hungry, is that like a tzedakah?
Like you.
No, it's interesting, because the Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchos Sukkah that people that wait when it rains, he said, however, if your family is very hungry, you should cut the way.
Ask about David.
It's not tzedakah. I mean, unless your family is really hungry. I mean, they're not, Baruch Hashem, we're talking about a person that's not poor, so his wife's not considered poor either. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring in Hilchos Sukkah that a person should take into account how long he waits by the rain, the degree of hunger or wanting to eat of his family. Yitzchak Kohen Spector, I think, was Nifter in the 1800s or in the early 1900s.
I think you would like this, Rebbe. My Bubby got a bracha from him.
Who, from Yitzchak Kohen?
That she should have a Rechus Yamim if she raises a from family. 102 she lived till.
Very nice. Very nice. Again, but the Dvar Avraham is not the one. I wasn't quoting Yitzchak Kohen. I was quoting the Dvar Avraham. It's a three-volume Sforim. He was Kavner Rav, I think, all the way up to the war. I don't know if he went all the way, but he was in the 1910s, 20s, 30s. He was the Rav in Kavner. Okay, then, so yesterday we left the question, how is a person Iver Baal Ta'achar of Naziris? So the Gemara's first answer was, he said he won't leave the world till he becomes a Nazir. I'm learning like the first shot in the rush. And he won't leave the world till he becomes a Nazir. So therefore, he's obligated to become a Nazir in order to avoid leaving the world before he becomes a Nazir, because we're always afraid that he might pass on. But the Rush Shita was, he has three regalim. I mentioned the Machlokes Rishayim, but we learned with the Rush, he has three regalim. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, which we learned yesterday, on Datah from Dalal Amad Aleph, he says that it's talking about the person became a Nazir in a Beis HaKvaris, and therefore, his Naziris doesn't start, at least the Gemara says, Naziris doesn't start till he comes out, becomes Tahar. By staying in the state of Tumah, meaning he doesn't become tar, it's a process. He has to sprinkle paraduma the third day, the seventh day, go to the mikvah. Delaying Naziris. That's what Rav Acha bar Yaakov said. So I'll start again from the top of Dalal Amad Aleph. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, he gan shenazar, the Nazar behuven Beis HaKvaris. He became a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaris, and therefore, by not being Matar himself and delaying the Tara, he is delaying Naziris. And again, the Rush here speaks out. We learned it yesterday. Top Rush, Ganshanazim, Beis HaKvaris, Va'ever B'Bal Ta'achar, Im Amad Ba'is Tuma Gimur Regalim. And again, the Rush says it over a bunch of times, that he's only Ever after Gimur Regalim. But like Nitar, and he didn't become Tor, Lamitzis Naziris. Dr. Gemara, Honi Chilaman Damar Lechayla Le Naziris Mi'alter. That works according to the Man D'Amar. It says that he does not become a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaris. He is in a delay status. He has an obligation to become a Nazir, but he has not become a Nazir as of yet. But according to the Mandama that says, immediately he becomes a Nazir, meaning he gets all the restrictions of Naziris, that he can't drink wine, he can't take a haircut, he can't become Tameh again. This is something a person has to realize. I'm going to explain this in a second. He can't become Tameh again, but he's a Nazir right away, so he's not delaying Naziris. Now, when I say he can't become Tummy again, let me explain. Just like a Kayan B'Zman HaZeh, who's allowed to go to the funeral of his relatives and become Tummy, right, to a father, a mother, sibling, Rachmana Lutzman, his children, right, but he still has a restriction to go to an other tumah, even though he's in a state of tumah, because with manazeh there is no way to remove tumas meis. So he's in a state of tumah. Still, he has a restriction of becoming an act of tumah again. That is a restriction, and a kayin who would do that would be violating a law. Same thing is by a nazir. A nazir who becomes tumah still has a restriction to become tumah again, because he's still a nazir, in the state of nazir tumah, but yet a nazir. Therefore, he has a restriction. So this nazir, who became a nazir in the cemetery, he is tumah already, he goes out, he has an obligation to become Torah right away, he didn't, right? He still can't go be matameh himself again, he would be violating a law. So according to this man, the Amar, the nazir in the Beis HaKavaras becomes a nazir. Except, I can't start counting his 30 days because he's tumah, but he has an obligation. So the question is, right, according to that man, the Amar, he's not delaying Nazirus. He is a nazir. Dr. Gemara Le Mandamah Mi'al Tachai Lalei, according to the Mandamah, it says he becomes a nazir right away, Ma'yikah Lameimah. I'm sorry, Mi'yikah Bal Tachar, is there a Bal Tachar? V'yayid. Hamar Mar Baravashi, but Mar Baravashi explained that there is no machloikas that he becomes a nazir right away. Mar Baravashi disagrees with the Gemara there that says that Rish Lakish holds he doesn't become a nazir. He says that Chayla Nazirus Alei Mi'alter. Everybody agrees that he becomes a nazir right away. The Chipligi, the Nyamalkus Pligi, he says that the only Machloikus is by Malkus, meaning whether he gets Malkus now for being Matame himself or for taking haircuts. But he has the restrictions of nazir. He is a nazir without the punishments till he becomes Tahar. That's what Rish Lakish holds. So according to that, everybody holds he becomes a nazir. So where is the Baal Ta'achar? And for the Gemara, Afilahochi Kamle Bibal Ta'achar, Shim the Kama'achar Naziris the Tara. He's Ibra Bal Ta'achar, not for delaying becoming a Nazir, because as we just spoke out, he becomes a Nazir. But he's Ibra Bal Ta'achar for delaying Naziris of Tara, meaning he's not a Nazir Tahar, and he has to become a Nazir Tahar. Delaying the process of becoming Tahar, and according to the Rush 3 Regalim, would be a violation of Baal Ta'achar. Let's do the Rush. La Alter Chai Lalei Naziris Ma'ika Lameimar. My Baal Ta'achar Ika. He's a Nazir. A Plukta the Rabbi Echem Vershlakashi, the Peri Gimel the Nazir. The Chi Pligil in Yamalkus, Im Hisru by Lotzez Vilo Yatza. They told him to get out of the cemetery, and he didn't get out. Now the Rush has a problem. The problem the Rush has is what kind of Malkus is there for Baal Ta'achar? There's no Baal Ta'achar. Even the Nazir that's in the cemetery, right? And they tell him, you're obligated to become Tahar, right? And he doesn't become Tahar. It's not an action. That is an inaction. And we have a rule, the lav shein bei maisa, a lav that happens without a maisa, you don't get malchus. Right? So why are we talking about malchus? It's a lav shein bei maisa. Zuck the rush, the malchus would only be, according to the mandiyama that says, lav shein bei maisa, Loikin Olaf, that he gets Malkus. That's what the Rush speaks out. More than that, let's say the guy is in the cemetery and he's constantly becoming Tameh, which is a violation now because we're saying he is a Nazir and he's not allowed to become Tameh. But he stays in the cemetery. He doesn't leave. Would he get Malkus for becoming Tameh constantly? The answer is no, because he's becoming Tameh by inaction. Only if you hold lav shein bei maisa leikin olav. Means the Rush is telling us that here is a guy, he has all the restrictions of nazir, and even according to the man yamar that says he is a nazir even for malchus, it's only if he does an action. If he stays in the cemetery, If he stays in the cemetery, it's not an action. So he would not get malchus, except according to the mandamar that says even a lav she'ein by ma'isi you get malchus. So according to that mandamar that says lav she'ein by ma'isi you get malchus, you would get malchus. Inami zakdarash, or isra malchus ikka. There is no malchus, but there is the prohibition of malchus, meaning that it would be like a person commits a lav, doesn't actually get the malchus, but he's doing something that deserves malchus. He doesn't get it because of a technicality, because it's an inaction. But the lav is worth the malchus, meaning he deserves the malchus to a certain extent. Therefore, the Rosh saying when the Gemara says they're arguing by malchus, it means either whether this is a severe iser, enough so that he should get malchus, but he doesn't, or according to the mandam and the lav shame of ma'isa like in all of, he would actually get malchus. Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says, Hayo v'chein, since this is true, Nazir shetimai atzma b'mezid, ayver mishim baltachar de nazir is tara. A Nazir who makes himself tameh, and the Rosh will expand on this, who makes himself tameh b'mezid. He is a regular Nazir, and he walks into a cemetery, and he becomes tameh. So he's ayver a lav for becoming tameh, but he's also ayver a lav of delaying Nazir is tara. He was a Nazir tahar. He's now creating a situation where he has to wait to start again. That's because he has to go through the Tara process. He did that willingly. He made the Naziris Tara go away. That is also Bal Ta'achar. He's delaying his Naziris by going into the cemetery. Now, he gets a law for becoming Tameh. He's going to get Malchus for that. This is an action. But he's also delaying his doing the real Naziris, which he's going to have to start again afterwards. So therefore, Zakta Gemara, he would be able to extra lav of Bal Ta'achar.
When was he a Nazir Tahar?
Before he walked into Nazir.
Before he walked into the cemetery. A new case. A guy is a Nazir Tahar. He's up to day 15. He willingly walks in.
Yeah, okay.
To a cemetery. So he now is Iver Alav of Migmatame himself. He gets Malchus for that. He also gets a lav for now delaying Naziris.
Does that happen after Shalosh Regalim or right away?
So let's see the Rosh. He's going to address it. Dr. Rosh, Amar Ravashi, Hayo v'kach, the Masha Naziris Tara Iva B'Bal Ta'achar. He just introduced the concept that everybody who delays Naziris Tara is Iva B'Bal Ta'achar. Nazir Tar, Shetimei Atma B'Mezid, Iva B'Bal Ta'achar, the Naziris Tara, Im nishtoha betumasai gimul regalim. He would only get Bal Ta'achar. This is the Rosh's opinion, that except for tzedakah, all Bal Ta'achar is gimul regalim. Hu adin im nitma ba'aynis. Now the Rosh adds, what happens if he became tameh by accident? He was in a place, Rachmana Litzlan, somebody dropped right in front of him. He became tameh. Im hashia haisa b'mezid, if he delayed becoming tar, b'mezid, he's over Bal Ta'achar. It doesn't have to be he became Tameh B'mezid, even if he became Tameh B'aynis. But once he's Tameh, now he has an obligation to become Tar as fast as possible. If he delays it, Gimel Regalim, he would be Ayver Bal Ta'achar. V'shetimeh Atma B'mezid D'kamar, I, the Gemara, says he became Tameh B'mezid. If I'm saying, the Rosh says, that you don't have to become Tameh B'mezid, even if you delay B'mezid, so why does it say Timeh Atma B'mezid? So the Rosh, Hainu sheshah atzmai betumasi b'meizid. He waited betumah b'meizid. Timei b'meizid doesn't only mean he became tamei b'meizid. It means the delay was b'meizid. That is considered enough to be ayver bal ta'achar, but the Rosh is l'shitasai. Gimel regalim, only after gimel regalim. Zakti gemar v'aiter. Rav Acha bar Eger of Ikka Amar, he says a different answer. So far, we have two answers. First answer was, the person said he won't pass away from the world until he becomes a Nazir. So then he's Ayver Bal Ta'achar, right, at the Rosh Hashit after Gimel Regalim. Second answer is, he delayed his becoming Tahar, either delayed it when he became a Nazir in the Beis HaKlaris, or delayed it when he became a Nazir at Tameh afterwards. He's Ayver Bal Ta'achar for delaying the Naziris of Tara. And now Rav Acha bar Eger of Ikka, is expand, it's taking a different teretz.
I have a question. I'm sorry. If he finishes 30 days, but he didn't finish becoming tahor, but he finishes 30 days in the Nesiris, that's also Baal Tacher?
I don't know what you mean by that.
There's a process of being tahor again. He has to bring a korban. He has to go to the mikvah, whatever. But it's after 30 days when he goes into the cemetery. Is that Baal Tacher also?
Again, I'm not sure. What happened in this case? The case in the beginning. Reuven became a Nazir. Tell me the story.
He became a Nazir. He finished 30 days. He didn't do the Tahara process.
There's no Tahara process. He's Tahar.
I mean, he doesn't have to do anything after 30 days?
After 30 days, again, it's a Sugya Masechtas Nazir. What happens if the guy became Tami on day 31? Before he brought his korbanos.
Right.
That's a machloekes of a sechtes nazir, whether he has to have to do it again, or he only has to wait 7 days. It's a big machloekes there. We'll wait for a sechtes nazir.
Okay, thank you.
In the Rosh's case, where somebody drops dead in front of him, that's the case in the Torah. So you have to become a nazir tamei. In the process, the Torah says.
Correct. But that's not Baal Tachar, because he's doing the process. It's if he delays the process that he becomes Baal Tachar. He's obligated to bring the Kavanos on day 8 and start again. What if he doesn't go to sprinkle Paraduma water on himself? Right? So he's delaying the start of the Naziris again. He is a Nazir. Even during the days of Tumah, he's a Nazir. Except he's not a Nazir Tohar. It doesn't count towards the 30 days. He has to start over again. If he delays the start over again, he's Ayri Baal Tachar.
Is delaying the Raisa?
Baal Tachar. We learned out from a Hekish that there's Baal Tachar of Naziris. Now again, I mentioned yesterday and I mentioned today, some Rishayim hold that except for Korbanos, Baal Tachar is immediate. You're supposed to do it as fast as you can. Any delay is Baal Tachar. The Rosh Hashita is that except for Tzedakah, Baal Tachar is only after Shemul Regalim. There's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah that says Tzedakah is right away. There's a Gemara throughout Shas that says Baal Tachar is 3 Regalim by Korbanos. So now you have to reconcile, you have to figure out what are cases that are not Korbanos and not Tzedakah. What happens? Like Naziris. So, a lot of Rishayim say, this is like Tzedakah. There is no reason to give 3 regalim. There's no Gzeres HaKasav. And the Rosh says, this is like Korbanos. There's no reason to invent, to say anything else. That's Baal Tachar. Tzedakah is the exception. Rav Acha Ber Eder Vika Amar, Ayver B'Baal Tachar Taglachtai. Let me explain. I'm going to give a background here before we do the next piece of Gemara. At the end of the 30 days, usually on day 31, a Nazir comes to the Beit HaMikdash and he brings 3 korbanos, a chatas, an ayla, and a shlamim. And he's mechuyev to cut off the hair of his head after 30 days' growth and cut off the hair of his head, and it gets burnt. When he cooks the shlamim, he's supposed to put it under the pot. But that's not ma'akev. But he has a mitzvah to cut off his hair on day 31 as he brings his korbanos. There's a machloekes in Masechtas Nazir. Does the Nazirus get removed without him taking the haircut? What if he brings korbanos and does not take a haircut? Does he still have the restrictions of Nazirus? If he doesn't bring the korbanos, he has the restrictions of Naziris. If he brings his korbanos, do the restrictions go off? Or does the obligation, the mitzvah, to cut off his hair, keep him a Nazir until he does that process as well? That is a machloikas of Masechtas Nazir. One man the Amar says that without cutting his hair off, he remains a Nazir. The other man the Amar says that even if he doesn't cut off his hair, the Naziris goes off with the Karbanis. So Rabbi Meir Ravikia is saying, there's a mitzvah to cut his hair off. If he doesn't do that, he is delaying his mitzvah, his removal of Naziris. That's also Baal Ta'achar. By not cutting his hair off, he's delaying the Naziris process. And that is also Baal Ta'achar. That is a chiddush of Rav Acha Ben Rav Ikka. That means he's really continuing his Naziris. But the Torah wants him to remove it. And the process of removal, according to this Man D'Amar, requires his cutting off his hair. By delaying that, three regalim, he would be Ayman Baal Ta'achar. And he would also remain a Nazir throughout the whole time. So Rav Acha Ben Rav Ikka Amar, Ayver Baal Ta'achar Taglachai, he violates Baal Ta'achar of his Taglachas. Not only according to the Baal Ta'achar that says Taglachas keeps him, I don't know how he translates Ma'akeves, holds him back from becoming not a Nazir. Even according to the Man D'Amar that says Taglachas does not stop his removal of Naziris, mitzvah's giluach mi'lei mekayim still has a mitzvah. If he doesn't do it, he's delaying the keeping of the mitzvah. And that's Baal Ta'achar. Dr. Rush, Ivan Mishnah Baal Ta'achar Taglachtoi, Vafilu Heidi Kol Korban Isav, even if he brings all his korbanos, the ein mechutzer raki luach, and all he's missing is taking the haircut. Not only according to the Man D'Amar that haircut keeps him back from the permissible to drink wine and become tamei l'meisim, azroi shi'aver b'Baal Ta'achar makes sense. He's delaying the removal of the naziris. They argue at the end of the Gemara Nazir in Perigimu Minim. Baal Ta'achar Karbonais, that's right. So we have our third terrace, that a person can be able to Baal Ta'achar by delaying his haircut at the end of his Naziris, which is an interesting twist because he's not delaying Naziris. In fact, he's delaying the removal of Naziris, or he's delaying the mitzvah of Taglachas. Still, it's part of being a Nazir. That's the chiddush of this Gemara. You would think that we're learning out Nazir from Neder, that Nazir has Baal Ta'achar. This is a technicality, if you want to call it, or an extra mitzvah that's added to Nazir. It is not the essence of Naziris. The essence of Naziris is his restriction of 30 days. This is a mitzvah or a necessity at the end of the 30 days. The chiddush of Rav Acha Ben Rav Ikka is it goes under the heading of Nazir and therefore is included in Baal Ta'achar. Sakti Gemara Vayter. Mazutra Bereidra of Mari Amar, Oivra Baal Ta'achar Karbonaisav. Nazir has an obligation to bring his Karbonas at day 31. If he doesn't bring them on day 31, he's delaying his bringing of Karbonas. And therefore, again, this is not in the essence of the Naziris. This is on the removal of the Naziris. But the Gemara is saying that can be the Baal Ta'achar of Naziris. He can be over Baal Ta'achar of Naziris. And I don't think these answers are arguing with each other. They're giving you different ways that a person can violate Baal Ta'achar by Naziris. So by delaying his bringing of the Karbanos, he's over Baal Ta'achar. And that would be three regalim according to everybody because this is Karbanos. Rush. Baal Ta'achar Karbonaisav, Shanazir Mevi Shloisha Karbonas, Oila Chatas Ushlamim, brings three Karbonas, Imshaw Gimu Regalim Belayaviyam, notice the Rush keeps on repeating it over and over again. No, but here I don't think there's an argument. If you waited three Regalim and you didn't bring them, I remember Baal Ta'achar. So this is the final answer. So at the end of the day, we have four answers. Number one, the guy accepted that he won't die without becoming a Nazir. Number two, the guy is delaying the Naziris Tara. Number three, he's delaying Taglachas. And number four, he's delaying his Karbanos. So there are four different ways that a Nazir can violate Baal Ta'achar. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now, the Gemara's problem with the last answer is karbonas have Baal Ta'achar on their own. I don't need a pasuk to include Baal Ta'achar of Nazirus karbonas. It's no different than any other carbon that a person violates Baal Ta'achar. A person's obligated to bring an oila. He has to bring it. If he doesn't bring it, it's be regalim. He violates Baal Ta'achar. He's obligated to bring a chatas. He doesn't bring it. He violates Baal Ta'achar. So why would I think Nazir is different that I have to include it from the Darim? That he violates Baal Ta'achar on Karbonos Naziris. Of course he violates Baal Ta'achar on Karbonos Naziris. It's no different than any other Karbonos. Why should he be treated differently? I don't need a hekish to teach me Baal Ta'achar of Karbonos Naziris. It's no different than any other carbon that a person has an obligation to bring that he violates Baal Ta'achar. And it's the Pharisee. The Malkin Avkalei. Mahatam Avkalei. It says in the Pasuk, Kidarish Yidrashenu. We darshan it. It says over there, don't hesitate paying your nedarim because Hashem will request it from you. Elu chatos v'ashamas, even chatos and asham. Why would I think Nazirus is different? So I know Baal Ta'achar. I don't need a hekish to teach me this. Rush. Darish yidrashenu elu chatos v'ashamas. So the Rush speaks out the drasha. The pasuk there says, when you make a vow, you have three regalim to keep it. It doesn't say chatas asham. It says when you make a neder, that is a donation, a obligation to bring a donation, right? So that is when you're over Baal Ta'achar. How do I know that if a person has an obligatory carbon that he's over Baal Ta'achar? Dr. Rush, the lesnu b'chlal ki sidur neder. They're not included in the words when a person makes a vow. Rabbinu Kra, the Torah included them. The Ashkechon b'chat nahadas darashid rishenu, teach me chatas. Dr. Rush, because by chatas it says the word drisha. Ve'esor hachatas darash darash maishem parashishmini. And asham is kachatas, the siv kachatas ka'asham. So therefore, darashid rishenu refers to karbonas that we call darash, which is chatas, and asham follows chatas. Inami, chatas v'asham nidrashim imenu. Or you could say the Darish includes both Chatas and Asham, the Kaif and Oysel Aviyam, and we force them to bring it. We force them to bring the Chatas and the Asham. So the question is that why do I need a pasuk by Nazir? Isn't it a pasuk by all korbanos? That's what the question is. So over here, the Rashash asks the question. The Gemara says in Masechtas Erchin that we only force people to bring korbanos that they donate. Korbanos that they're obligated for kapara, we feel they'll bring it on their own, and we don't get involved in forcing them. Now, if they're ever Baal Ta'achar, why wouldn't we force them? So the Karen Ira says that, you're right, till they're ever Baal Ta'achar, we trust that they'll bring it. We don't put any pressure on them. Once they're ever Baal Ta'achar, even for Chatas and Asham, we would pressure them to bring it. Dr. Gemara, I'll tell you why I need a special pasuk by Nazir. Smal de teima, chidushu chachitcha taira b'nazir. I would think Nazir is different. And since Nazir is different, it would not be included in Chatas and Asham. Therefore, I need a pasuk by Nazir to say that it's not any different. Frek to Gemara, what would be the difference? My chidush. What would be the chidush that would make it different? Is it because you can't donate a chatas nazir? Only a nazir can bring a chatas nazir. So therefore I would think, since it's not donatable, therefore there's no Baal Ta'achar. Hari chatas chaylev, a regular chatas is called a chatas chaylev. It is brought if a person eats the wrong fats. Shei matfisa b'neder, you also can't donate it that. And that is Kidarish Yidrashenu, Elu Chatos Vashamas. Meaning, why should Nazir be different? Because you can't donate the carbon Nazir? But you can't donate any chatas. And every chatas has bal ta'achar. So why would I think that nazir is any different than any other chatas? Zak sirash. Varechatas chelov. Kol ha-chatois nitru ha-shem chatas chelov. All chatases brought on Averis are referred to as chatas chelov. K'dihisa b'saita. That the Gemara in Saita says, b'dinu shetei chatas chelov tuna nesachim. So we see that the Gemara refers there to a regular chatas as chatas chelov. That is how we refer to a regular chatas. Tiroi, why is it that way? So the Rush tells us a very interesting point. Why does the Gemara call a regular chatas chelov? Why not blood? Why not other karas? So the Rush, tiroi shigigas karas shedivsha ba'adam. Most mistakes in karas that a person commits, comes through chelov. Because here you have people that have animals in their house, they are shechting them, they are cleaning them. Certain fats are mutter, certain fats are usser. That is the most common mistake in a karas. Nobody makes mistakes in blood, usually, or in other averis that are clear. Chelov happens to be not so clear because there are different fats in the animal. Some are edible, some are karas. And because everybody has it at home, because they used to process their animals themselves, right? And therefore they had the fat they had to cut away. The most common mistake in a chai v'krisis is chelov. Therefore, the Gemara calls all chatases chatas chelov as the most common avera committed b'shaydik. Right? Ki roiv shigigas kares shenitsha ba'adam. And the person doesn't donate it. So we're back to the question. Why do I need a pasuk by Nazir? Why isn't it included automatically in the regular chatas? Dr. Gemara, I'll tell you why. The Gemara is going to say to Terence that I really can't explain the Havamina. The Gemara is going to jump on it right away, but let's read it. Dr. Gemara, Ella, my chidushe. What is the chidush? Talkadai to Chamina. Okay, let me give a background to this. What happens if a person comes in and says, I want to be a nazir from eating grapes? That's what he says. Now, if a person says, I am a nazir, that becomes a nazir for all restrictions. What if he speaks out that he wants to become a nazir from one thing? So there's a machlokes tanoim. One Tana says, the minute he says he's a Nazir, even if he adds from only one thing, he becomes a complete Nazir. Because he said he wants to be a Nazir. Even though he tried to change Naziris, hate to break the news to him, he has no control over what Naziris does. And therefore, that Tana holds, he becomes a Nazir for everything. Reb Shimon argues, and Reb Shimon says he's a non-Nazir completely. Because if he wants to do Naziris from one thing and that's impossible, he's not a Nazir. So that's the Machloikas and Masechtas Nazir. A person that wants to be a Nazir from one facet of Naziris, Rabbanan holds, he becomes a complete Nazir, and Rab Shimon holds, he's a non-Nazir. Now the Gemara now is operating according to the Rabbanan, and saying Nazir has a special thing, that even if he doesn't want to become a complete Nazir, he becomes a complete Nazir. So I would think that makes Nazir different. And therefore, there's no Baal Ta'achar. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Look, the Gemara, my chidushe, what is the chidush of Nazir? Salgadai techamina, I would think to say, Hayo v'mamar hareini Nazir, afilu min chartzan. If the guy says, I am a Nazir from chartzan, I think are grape seeds. Either seeds or pits. I'm not sure which way he translates it. What does he say?
Seeds.
Havi Nazir l'akayel. So that's a big chidush. So maybe that makes Nazir different than any other carbon. Dr. Gemara, that works according to the Mandama that says that that is true. That if a person becomes a Nazir from grape seeds, he's a complete Nazir. Elul Reb Shimon, the Amar, according to Reb Shimon that says, Ein Nazir Ashiyazim Yikulam, he's not a Nazir until he accepts everything or says Haredi Nazir without adding anything. Mayikulam Amar. So then there's no Kiddush, so we're back to the question. Why do I need a pasuk about Ta'achar of Karbanos Naziris? V'yayid, hay chiddush l'chumrahu. This wouldn't exclude Nazir. when you want to say Nazir is not included, you have to find the leniency. You found the severity, you found the strictness, that Nazir is stricter. Finding a strictness is no reason to say there's no Baal Ta'akar. No Baal Ta'akar is a leniency. You want to look for a reason Nazir should be different, you should try to find a reason that makes Nazir a little bit more lenient, not a little stricter. Let's do the Rush. Zok the Rush. Achiyazim Rikulam. Perish. Achiyayimer Ein Reini Nazir Istam. Meaning he doesn't add, he just says Stam. V'haino Mikulam. V'ayin. Hai Chidusha L'chumrohu. V'koch Keshi Yesh L'Lav Rabal Tachar. For sure he should be Ein Rabal Tachar. And for the Gemara. Amai Chidusha. V'sav D'dai Tachamina. I would think to say. Hayo V'mgilach Me'agat Mishlosh Tam Yatzah. Since Nazir has a leniency, that if he did the haircut on one of the karbanas, meaning he only brought one of the three, and he took the haircut, his yaitza, now the nazirus is automatically over. Now that's a kula. Here's a Nazir, he's obligated to bring three, but yet gets away with doing one of the three. He still owes the karbanas, but the nazirus is off. So we see this leniency. So Avar Leibah Baal Ta'akar, maybe it should also exclude him from being Leibah Baal Ta'akar on the rest of the Karbanas. Since we see he can remove the Naziris with one, so maybe the other Karbanas don't have Baal Ta'akar. Kamash Malan, then he still has Baal Ta'akar. Zok the Rush, V'mgilach Halakas Mishlosh Ten Yotza, U'mutra Lishtas Yayin, V'l'tam El Amesim, V'yashlim Karbanaisav, and he'll bring his Karbanaisav later. This is a Mishnah Masechtas Nazir. So the Chiddush of Nazir is, I would think there's no Baal Ta'akar on the Kabbalah of Naziris, because he doesn't have to bring all three to remove the Naziris. He can remove it with one, and therefore I would think the other two are just an obligation without Baal Ta'akar. Kamash Malan, that there is Baal Ta'akar. The Ibrahim Seima, if you want, I can tell you a different answer. By the way, let me take it a moment for an aside here. There's, you know, for people that say Ezel Mekayman, some people say Ezel Mekayman, at the end of each carbon, there's a Yeratzin. Yeratzin Kilu Yekrafti Ayla, Yeratzin Kilu Yekrafti Shlomim. That comes from a Gemara that says that Avraham Avinu said to the Rebbeinu Shlomim, how is Kar Yisrael going to get Kapara when there's no Beis HaMikdash? So Hashem said, when they read the Parshas Korbanos, I'll consider it like they brought a carbon. So therefore, this is the pipe can bring down. When a person says the Parshas Ayla, he should say Kilu Akraft to Ayla. When he says the Parshas Asham, I'm sorry, Shlomim, he should say Kilu Akraft to Shlomim. Now the problem becomes, what's by Chatas and Asham? And by the way, just an extra thing, we say one Mishnah for Ayla. The Svardim say a whole Parsha of Ayla, a whole Parsha of Shlomim, they read like 4 or 5 pages of Karbanas before they say the Yiratzin. So when they say the Yiratzin Kilu Kraft Ayla, they're saying much more than just the Mishnah of Ayla. Chaim Kanievsky used to say it also. All those Parshas Karbanas, the Psukim and the Torah that talk about Ayla and Shlamim and Taida, some Siddurim printed it, most Siddurim don't have it, but the Svardi Siddurim have it, and the Svardim say it. But anyway, let's go back. So that's good by Ayla, Shlamim, Taida. What happens by Chatas and Asha? Can a person say, Kili Akrafti Chatas? So some Paiskim can say no, because who says he's Chayv Chatas? Maybe he's not Chayv Chatas, and you can't donate a Chatas. So how can you say it's like you brought a Chatas? To be Chayv Chatas, one has to violate a Krisis B'Shagig. Didn't violate a Krisis B'Shagig. Some say that he can say, Im his Chayafti Chatas, it should be Kiilu Akrafti Chatas. That's what some say he should say. So this is Machlokes HaPaiskim. The Bach says he should say it im hiskriyavti. The Magen Avraham says he shouldn't say it. So some Siddurim have it, and some Siddurim don't have it. Those who say it are Seimach of the Bach, that they can say, if I was Chayav HaChatas, it's like I brought a Chatas. And some Siddurim don't have it because you can't say that by Chatas. But by Asham, everybody agrees you can say it, because there's a thing called Asham Talui, that one can bring it misafik. And therefore, one can say, if I'm Chayav and Asham, because there there's more room for suffolk, even though that's not clear as well, because Ashim Tali only comes if he has a suffolk, if he did a karis. So they say that can be included to everybody who doesn't know what he did during the day, has no recollection, so he can say that. So by Asham, people say it. By Chatas, it's a machloik, is different minhagim, and different sidurim have different things. However, everybody agrees on Shabbos, you cannot say this yiratzen, because on Shabbos you can't bring karbanas that are not obligatory on Shabbos. So therefore, even those who say the yiratzen don't say the yiratzen on Shabbos. But this yiratzen is not to be pushed away, because it's based on the Gemara that says when we read the Parshas Ayla, Hashem considers it like we brought an Ayla. So why wouldn't we say yiratzen kilu yikraf d'Ayla? But I guess the prerequisite for that is that a person should know what he's talking about when he reads the Mishnah about Ayla. Hashem shouldn't bubble it off, because then it's like, you know, I brought a carbon, but you didn't bring the carbon, because you don't even know what you're talking about. So if you know what you're talking about when you say it, it's a nice thing to say the yiratzen. And by Chatas, it's a machloikas the Bach and the Magen Avraham, whether we say it or not, and different sidurim say different things. Okay, we'll stop here today.
Why is the Chatas different?
Because you can't donate a Chatas. How can you say it's like a brought a Chatas? Maybe you're not obligated to bring a Chatas.
But you can donate everything else in Ashram?
No, but an Ashram can be brought if you're not sure. A Chatas can't.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.